Good morning. Welcome back to Monday Tips with your host, Lillian Caldwell. Passion World Talk Radio is a wholly owned subsidiary to Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on today's program, we are going to be discussing from USA Today, about a 96-year-old lady who is the picture of longevity. And these are her tips for living longer and better. The article was written by Nancy K. Schlossberg, special to USA Today, updated July 2nd, 2025. A lady had visited her doctor, came out great results. And as she left her doctor's office, the doctor's nurse turned around and said, "You're looking great. I look forward to your 100th birthday party." And suddenly this woman realized, hey, I am 96. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the number of American ages 100 and older is projected to quadruple over the next three decades. That's 30 years. From an estimated 101,000 in 2024 to about 422,000 in 2054. It's nice and exciting to read about the surge of millions who are going to live into their 80s, 90s, and early 100s. The Atlantic labels it, quote, the longevity revolution, unquote. And Dr. Lori Cartison, the director of the Stanford Center on Longevity, describes it as a long, bright future. And in her book, A Long, Bright Future, An Action Plan for a Lifetime of Happiness, Health, and Financial Security. Meanwhile, another doctor, Dr. Joseph Coltland, CEO of MIT's AgeLand, also wrote a book, Longevity Economy, Unlocking the World's Fastest Growing, Most Misunderstood Market. And regardless of any labels that someone might put on you, this is an opportunity for you and everyone around you to create new products, housing alternatives, policies, and services to meet the needs of this changing demographic. You know, longevity sounds great. But what does it mean? Well, listen to this. At 90, this lady was hospitalized with COVID-19 and pneumonia and expected to die. By 95, her energy level had plummeted. And she thought, how am I going to continue being the me I have been for years? Energetic, engaged, and optimistic. And she found herself wondering, if I can no longer walk the way I did, give speeches with confidence, and consult with organizations the way I once did, then what can I do and how shall I do it? And even with those limitations, I still wanted to leave a ripple and make a difference in the world. And she's not the only one with those questions. Greg Kaplan, age 72, has retired not once, but several times. His first career, when he got out of college, was exploratory, resulting in purchasing one store at an airport. The experience led him to buy the entire franchise. After 25 years, he sold the franchise. And retired. But he decided to return to his hobby, which was carpentry, and started designing and building kitchens. And once again, he was successful, even meeting his current wife on one of his jobs. And after another 15 years, it was really time for him to retire. But he kept putting it off. He is afraid he will no longer matter, that his purpose will disappear. The longer you live, the more transitions you will confront. Therefore, to continue living well, we need to focus on how we can manage the many unexpected transitions ahead in order to take the mystery out of change. and viewing Kaplan's life through the transitions provides a framework for understanding and coping with any transition at any time in life for all of us. So where are you in your transition process? Me, I started this internet talk radio station back in 2005, and I'm not finished yet. I still write books, fiction and nonfiction. I'm learning how to write screenplays and submitting them. And more importantly, I am starting another company called Epic Envision RX Entertainment. It's still in the preliminary stages, and it'll be a while before I get it up. But I'm not letting my age deter me. Oh, you want to know how old I am? Well, I started the radio company when I was in my 50s, and I'm now 74. And who knows, by the time I'm in my early 90s, I might take a balloon trip around the world, something I've always wanted to do after watching Around the World in 80 Days with David Niven. What can I say? I'm a 50s kid. However, whenever you exit your job or relationship and you begin to move on to something else, you will experience what anthropologists called a period of liminality, an ambiguous time in between your major life phases, followed eventually by establishing a new life, a new set of roles, relationships, routines, and assumptions. Oh, yes, and I forgot, I met a guy. Been widowed for over 7 years, and I met a guy. I am delighted. A new set of rules, relationships, routines, and assumptions that you thought it would never happen again. Right now, Kaplan, who's newly retired, knows he'll never have another career. But golf is important. But then he says, like that song used to ask, is that all there is? Is that all there is? Then let's keep dancing. Da 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 da. Yes, I'm a lousy singer, I admit it. But you have to allow the degree of which your transition is going to change your life. So that the more it's changed, the more stressful it can become. So what are some of these tips? Well, the first one is strength. Not just outer strength, but your inner strength to cope. So this particular person calls it the 4S system. Your situation, your life in general, is it good or stressful? Yourself, are you an optimist or a pessimist? Are you resilient? Support, do you have personal and institutional support that you can count on? And strategies, do you use lots of strategies flexibly? Or what I call my personal contingency plans. If your resources are strong, you have a better chance of handling your transition. Don Bunch, a former food and beverage director at the Sarasota Bay Club, a retirement community for over 300 residents, retired a few years ago. After a year of traveling, he and his wife settled down. He had no hobbies and found himself sitting around the house watching TV, totally bored. His old job opened up and he went back to work. After 2 years, he decided it really was time to retire. This time I have a new purpose. We're moving to a small Midwestern town and it makes me feel relevant. The late sociologist Morris Rosenberg coined the idea of mattering to describe a universal and overlooked motivation. He pointed out that it was critical to believe that we make a difference in other people's lives and that we want to leave a ripple behind. But how do you gain that confidence? Well, Dr. Cami Schuller, a researcher at the National Institute of Mental Health, says, get involved and stay engaged. Second tip. When you're involved in a series of challenging work and or leisure activities, you have an increase in intellectual functioning. And you're able to substantially sustain it, which requires your own self-direction and decision-making. You know what I believe? I live in a retirement community, and a lot of the older retired people all play games, but that's not for me. So what do? I take walks in the evening. I go to the library and take out books. I have my company. I play games online. In fact, that's some of these suggestions and tips. Play bridge, write a grant proposal, do the crossword puzzle, or figure out how to initiate a project are all examples of substantive complete activities. My grandmother used to do the New York crossword puzzles every day and then on Sunday. She didn't do it in pencil. Oh, no. At 96, she used ink. She was the only lady of her generation that I know that ever used a pen because her mind was so sharp. She also invested in the stock market and made tons of money and made sure it went to the appropriate place when she had her will written. And if my grandmother, who is a product of the 1890s, can fare so well, that I can do and repeat it just as successfully in the 21st century. The old adage, use it or lose it, applies. If you want to keep moving and grooving, folks, you've got to keep your mind occupied. And television is not the way to go, unless it's Shark Week and I can spend the whole month watching all the shark episodes. That keeps my mind busy. Also, take advantage if anybody gives you an idea. As an example, a retired pilot was at loose ends. His ex-wife told him about an ad for someone to deliver flowers. He jumped at the chance to make people happy each time he delivered live flowers. And leads lead to new careers, relationships, and opportunities. The longer we live, we have the opportunity to love, learn, work, and play as we continue aging. We discover that life is never aging. New careers, new relationships, new ways to enjoy leisure, new work and volunteer possibilities, and new opportunities to learn new skills. I'm a 50s kid, but I learned how to use a laptop, a cell phone, and a computer. AI wasn't around in the 50s or 60s. I'm learning how to use that. And although I do require attention from my grandson every now and then with help with my cell phone, I think I'm way a pack of the woman in pack. We also must understand that living longer, another tip, is they have unexpected twists and turns. So you need to learn how to improvise as we deal with the unknown, or what I call make your contingency plans or your emergency plans just in case. Life is full of complications, and you never know when you're going to stumble, trip, or fall down a rabbit hole. So these are some of the tips that they have available to help you get through living longer. And if you want to go and take advantage of the USA article, please go over to passionofworldtalkradio.com/blog. And it has all the pertinent information you require in order to read up and learn for yourself the tips of how to survive longer, but at quality living. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Daily Tips Monday Tips with Lillian was brought to you by Conscious Research Solutions. Go check us out at passionofworldtalkradio.com/research-made-simple-blog. Read all the pain tips. Read all the advice that accompanies how to handle these pain tips. And if you're still interested or have research to do, sign up for a free 15-minute consultation and find out how we can help you become as successful at researching. And also by Ruby, RUBI.AI. Go over to http://AIwithLillian.com. It'll take you to a webpage where there are testimonials and also a demonstration of Ruby, and then sign up for a monthly subscription. Your children and grandchildren are learning it in school. Your kids in college are also learning it, and it's only going to get more complicated and more relevant in today's world. So save yourself time, invest in your future. Sign up for a monthly subscription. And if you want to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then please go over to PassionWorldTalkRadio.com/donations. We have been on the air for 19 years, a woman-owned, woman-run internet talk radio station. And give. We've been on the air for 19 years, and we plan on being on the air for another 19 years. Thank you very much, and have a great remainder of the week.